In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Christos in esti.
Christos
in esti. Christos in esti. Sisters, we just this past week celebrated the Feast of Mid-Pentecost, which we remember the resurrection, and we look forward to the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles in the city of Jerusalem. This is a feast of double splendor, and we had the blessing of water, the holy water that's here for us to take to our homes, for us to partake of, for blessing and sanctification. This is a time of festivity for us, this mid-Pentecost. We have a wonderful Triparion that we sing. In the middle of the feast, O Savior, fill my thirsting soul with the waters of godliness. As that is cried out to all, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. O Christ God, fountain of our life, glory to thee. Speaks to us about thirst, and the Lord as the one who quenches that thirst, the desire of the human being for God. This is a common theme for us in this time of year, because we not only have the mid-Pentecost and the blessing of water, but we have the gospel of the Samaritan woman who comes to the well looking for water, because she's thirsty. Thirst is defined as a craving for fluids, resulting in the basic instinct of animals to drink. It is an essential mechanism involved in fluid balance. If the water volume of the body falls below a certain threshold, or the osmolite, think salt, concentration becomes too high, the brain signals thirst. If thirst is prolonged, it leads to dehydration, which can cause a multitude of problems. Thirst is actually a good thing, because it tells us that something is missing, something that is essential, something that is needed. Thirst is, if you will, a wake-up call, an eye-opener, to seek that which is life-bearing, life-giving. Bodily, we know that water has such an importance to our life. But when we talk about spiritual thirst, it is God who is that water of life that quenches our thirst. Think about spiritual thirst. Think about one situation that I found myself in on a number of times. This should only happen to you once in your life. You shouldn't repeat this again. But spiritual thirst in its lowest form is Saturday night when you have pizza with pepperoni and garlic salt on it. And then you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you look at the clock, and it's 12:01, just after midnight, after you've started your fast for Holy Communion. That's the lowest form of spiritual thirst, and again, one that should only happen to us once. But spiritual thirst is, of course, much more than this. Spiritual thirst is that desire for the one thing needful, for the one who is needful, for God. Share with you a quote in a moment from St. Nikolai Vilimirovich. But first, we'll go to the Psalms. In Psalm 41 or 42, depending on your numbering, verses 1 and 2, the prophet David writes, "Like as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul longs after thee, O God. My soul is athirst for God, truly the living God." St. Nikolai tells us that this is not a cry by a poor and a simple man who had no way of refreshing his soul with human wisdom, worldly knowledge and skills, philosophy and art. It was not. But it was the sad and heartfelt cry of a king, rich with earthly wealth, genial in mind, noble in the motions of his heart, and powerful in the strength and acts of his will. This was a cry of someone who had it all, so to speak, and yet realized that the world was not enough. St. Nikolai continues, "In this earthly world, the soul feels itself a discontented traveler in a foreign land, and that nothing in the world can fully feed and refresh it. And even were the soul to be able to pour the whole universe into itself like a glass of water. Its thirst would not only not become less, but would of certainty become greater. For then there would not remain in the soul one single illusory hope that it would, beyond the next hill of life, come upon an unexpected source of water to quench its thirst. Puts that so beautifully, doesn't he? How the whole universe can't quench the thirst of man. And even if we had the whole universe, we would only be more thirsty because we know that nothing in it could satisfy us. What powerful spiritual thirst for God. Today we had the gospel reading of the Samaritan woman, and this was a woman who had a thirst. She came to the well that day because she was thirsty. And she met the fountain of life. She met Christ, who would give her living water. This woman, whom the church knows as Saint Fotini, she was thirsty, certainly bodily, without question. That's why she came to the well with her pitcher, with her jar. But she was also thirsty spiritually. What was her thirst primarily directed on? We hear in the conversation with the Lord, it was directed upon men. The Lord said, go call your husband. She said that she doesn't have a husband. And the Lord said, well, that's right. You've had five husbands, and the person you're with now is not your husband. She was thirsty. She was desirous. And like God told Eve in the garden, when Adam and Eve had sinned, her desire was for her husband. For the man in her life, or the, in this case, the men in her life. She was spiritually thirsty. She was desirous. And she had five, six men. She could have had dozens. It would not have satisfied her. Because what she was really after was not a man, but a true relationship. And that relationship was with God. That's what she was searching for. And that's what she came to partake of at that well of Jacob that day. Saint Fotini was given the name Fotini by the apostles. And Fotini means the enlightened one, the one who had been illumined. Saint Fotini was a great preacher of the Lord. She converted her five sisters and her two sons. And after the martyrdom of Saints Peter and Paul, she and her family left their homeland in Sychar in Samaria, and they went to Carthage to proclaim the gospel. Then they went to Rome, where she and her family were martyred. Saint Fotini has been numbered among the great martyrs, and then also an equal to the apostles. This woman who had her thirst quenched by Christ. Three character traits that we'll mention about Saint Fotini today. The first was that she was perceptive. She knew that she was thirsty. She knew what she was thirsty for. Bodily, no question, but spiritually even more so. And she perceived who could quench her thirst. She has this discussion with the Lord, and she says, I perceive that you're a prophet. And then as the Lord speaks to her further, she perceives that he's the Christ, the Savior of the world. She has her eyes open. She's able to see her needs and the one who can meet those needs. That's the first character trait. Second, she reprioritized her life. One of the interesting notes that St. John mentions in this somewhat lengthy gospel, he mentions that when St. Fotini went out to the villagers, to the townsmen, and told them about Christ, she left her water pot there at the well. Maybe it seems trivial that she left it there. Why even mention that in the gospel? This is the gospel of St. John, the greatest book perhaps ever written. Right? Why mention she left her water pot there? It's because she left off bodily things for spiritual things. She saw what was most important. Now, to be sure, she came back and got her water pot. She needed to drink water. Her body needed that to live. But she first realized that her soul needed God more. And she drank deeply from that well. And she ran out to tell the others. This is the third thing. She ran out to tell the others who was the fountain of life. Who had that water that gave immortality. She was thirsty herself, and she knew that others were thirsty too. And she brought them to Christ. The apostles had went into the village to get food for the Lord. And they came back with the food, but without any people. They were to be the Lord's messengers into the world. And they had forgotten their higher calling. They were concerned about the lower things of life. Bodily nourishment. And then the Lord has this discussion with them on how his food is to do the will of the Father. To think about spiritual food. And think about who sows and who reaps, and they should be involved in this. St. Fotini was already involved in that. After one conversation with the Lord, she began to share the gospel, to share the good news that her spiritual thirst was quenched. I want to close with advice from St. Theophon the Recluse. St. Theophon the Recluse is a wonderful saint of the Church. Interestingly, Theophon is the manifestation of God, tied to the Feast of Theophany, which is the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan River, where we bless water. St. Theophon is not only named after the Feast of Theophany, but he was actually born on the Feast of Theophany, and then he also died on the Feast of Theophany, at this time where we bless water. Here's what he says to us about spiritual thirst. Whatever you thirst for, so long as it is not contrary to the Spirit of the Lord, you will find it quenched in Him. If you thirst for knowledge, run to the Lord, for He is the one and only light, enlightening every man. If you thirst for cleansing from sin and quenching the flames of your conscience, run to the Lord, for He tore asunder the handwriting of our sins upon the cross. If you thirst for peace in your heart, run to the Lord, for He is the treasury of all good, whose abundance will teach you to forget all deprivations and to despise all earthly good, so that you will be filled with Him alone. If you need strength, He is almighty. If you need glory, His glory surpasses the world. If you desire freedom, He gives true freedom. He will resolve all of our doubts, loose the bonds of our passions, dispel all of our troubles and difficulties. He will enable us to overcome all obstacles, temptations, and intrigues of the enemy, and will make smooth the path of our spiritual life. Let us all run to the Lord. O Christ God, fountain of our life, glory to Thee. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.